I was like, the anticipation.
We're live. What's going on?
What's up, man? I feel like, even though I did just see you yesterday,
yeah.
I feel like so much has happened between then and now. It just feels like it's been a long time. So how's it going, man?
It's going good. How about you, man? It does.
Hey, Tucker, how's it hanging?
Say hello to your mother
for me. Say hello to your mother for me.
Yeah, it seems like we see each other quite a bit, but every time we see each other, it'd be like, you're never going to believe what happened.
Right? I don't know.
You're never going to guess.
I'm going to bring up the live feed on my cell phone instead of on my...
That's so 2010.
Instead of my tablet, or my laptop. Like a
I told you.
Like a Philistine.
I thought you were going to say like a Philistiller. I don't know why I've thought that.
I don't even know how to do something like a Phyllis. I know that it's an actress. I just don't know how to do something like a Phyllis Diller.
I gotcha.
So.
In a non-related thing, just of old actresses.
Yeah.
I watched a video today of some Golden Girls.
Okay.
Like it was like a little clip on, you know, online or whatever. I got in, man.
You were there.
That was ahead of its time.
Okay.
That was pretty fun.
I mean. It's a pretty solid show.
Don't judge me right now over Golden Girls.
I'll walk out right now.
I'm
not throwing shade at the Golden Girls. Okay? I am not. No, yesterday was such a Blanche.
What's that?
I think I did take one of those stupid BuzzFeed quizzes one time. It was like, you know, because they used to have those all the time. Like, which hamburger are you? Which Golden Girl are you?
Right.
I think I am a Blanche, actually. When it comes down to it.
Yes,
No, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a day. It's a well-known fact that I love Mondays. And I really do.
Yes.
But yesterday was, you know, sometimes the universe tries to like test you.
That's a wrench in the chain, so to speak.
You say you love Mondays.
Hold game
my
on.
Beer.
Game on.
You know. And so it got a little stressful. I was having some routine maintenance done on the beard mobile. Some new tires and oil change, alignment, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And two of the tires that I purchased just were giving me struggles.
Okay.
And so I had to go back and have them rebalanced a couple of different times. Turns out they were misshapen, so we got to order new ones. They had to put...
They were like square?
Not quite, but almost. Like the first time I started driving down the road, you know... Anything under like 15 miles an hour was fantastic.
Okay.
But I hit 45 and it was shaking like a leaf.
Got some speed wobbles.
It was like I could not control the vehicle.
Okay.
Above 45 miles per hour. It was pretty rough. So it was a trying day.
I gotcha.
And a long one at that.
I was like, I know,
I did a lot of work from the waiting room at
I was going to say I talked to you I think a couple times during that thing, because you're like, I'm still here.
I'm still here. I got a lot of work done.
Yeah. I was like, hey.
People were looking at me like, who is this joker? Like, but.
Who's this guy?
I'm just sitting here trying to do business.
You know this is where all the cool kids hang out.
Everyone does their business from a tire shop. And I don't want to say the name of the tire shop because I don't want people to think that it was their fault.
Right.
That I was having some struggles yesterday.
And because
it really
I know,
was not their fault.
Yeah, because I know, because I talked to you, I'm you know, almost yeah. made
I've
know,
had good experiences with this business before, and again, I...
Yeah,
I'm
I haven't
not,
had any bad.
Not trying to throw them under the bus. It's definitely not their fault, and it's definitely not the fault of the place that I got the tires from, so there's... I'm not mentioning businesses for that
Sometimes
reason.
Things just take a little bit longer.
Yeah. Things just don't work out like you want them to.
Parents just don't understand.
Parents don't. No, it was like, and it was almost a year ago, I think. I was leaving my house for work in the morning. I had a busy day ahead of me. I had to...
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
So, in case you don't know.
Yeah.
We're real estate agents.
Yes.
What? So I was going out. I had to show several houses that day to some clients who were coming into town from other places. And I went out and you remember that little Mazda I used to drive before I got the beer?
I remember it well.
So I walk out and the tire's flat.
Okay.
Not a 100% way, great way to start your day.
Especially a day like that.
That's, yeah, when that's, you've got
that's
stuff
a full
to
blown
do.
Day.
But as fortune would have it, I had recently purchased an older Jeep Grand Cherokee that I was going to use kind of as a project vehicle. I was going to try and turn it into something pretty sweet.
How'd that turn out?
We'll get
there.
Is
it too soon?
It's not the Beardmobile.
Is it too soon?
In case you haven't noticed, yeah. I don't drive it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even own it anymore because once it did what it did to me, it had to be taken care of.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I my Mazda was parked right behind my Jeep. So I just kind of gently limped the Mazda out of the way because I still got work to do. Right. So I was like, well, the Jeep isn't pretty, but doesn't have a flat tire. So I'm going to drive it today.
It'll get the job done.
And so I'm pulling out of my driveway. I pull up level with my car and I'm like, oh crap, I forgot my car charger. So I throw it into park, or so I thought, and hop out of the Jeep to grab my car charger. And it's that point that I realize that it is not fully engaged in the park gear. And it popped back into the reverse gear. In case you haven't noticed, I'm not exactly a small man. Which means that sometimes I'm not as nimble as I would like to be. So the vehicle begins to roll backwards, and I do my best to try and catch it.
Okay.
Because I don't want it to be, you know, in my neighbor's living room.
Right.
I'm a good neighbor.
You're a nice guy.
Yeah. So, and I literally, I just put my other foot on the ground, you know, when I realized this, and I was like, oh, crap. Yeah. This is not a good situation.
This is not going to end well.
Full disclosure, not the word I used.
Yes. I was going to say, knowing
it was
you,
an
I'm
emergency.
Sure. Yeah.
It was an emergency.
Yeah.
So I'm scrambling, trying to pull myself back into this Jeep that is moving in reverse. And I get my hand on the steering wheel, which has a steering wheel cover on it. And the steering wheel cover peels off in my hand. And I fell backward onto the pavement and ran myself over with my own car.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
Oh, it's, listen.
You can laugh about it now.
Here's the thing. It's funny to everyone that isn't the person getting run over by their
right.
own
vehicle. And at the time, I'm sure it was not funny at all because you just ran yourself over.
I ran myself over with my car. I had trouble walking for like a week.
Right. And then you got to tell that story. Yeah. Like, listen, anytime you have like an injury like that, broken arm, broken leg or something.
I broke nothing. 20. Sir. Nothing.
There was injuries.
Man.
But I'm just saying, you know, cause injury to yourself in a noticeable.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah. I wish there was video of this.
You were going to have to answer that question 100 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
Of what happened. Well, see, me, I have the weird sense of humor that I'm just going to start making up stories.
Right.
Like, so I was hang gliding.
Hang gliding one day. No, I drove myself to the hospital against my wife's urgings. She's like, are you sure? You should probably
not.
Like, not. I was like, no. These people are here from out of town.
She's like,
they want to see houses. If I'm not bleeding internally or have something broken,
I'm going to show some
these
houses.
People are going to see some houses right. today.
I'm going to limp in there.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen.
You know what? They're going to know I care.
I'm
going to
be on crutches, but I'm going to make it happen.
They're going to know I care.
So I drove myself to the hospital, got some tests done, and finished today strong. Sold them a house, so.
Done.
You know, it was a solid day.
Done.
Very eventful.
That is very eventful. That is.
Know, but
it's a good ending to the story, though.
Yeah, I mean, I was literally living on a prayer at that point. And I was just like, I thought maybe I had broken my, because it ran over my leg and my hip bone, and I was like, oh, frick.
Yeah.
I broke a hip.
Yeah.
This is not going to be a great thing to do.
Yes. So you just said something that I'm going to have to go into for a little bit, which was making a Bon Jovi reference.
All right.
So, no, I just, real quick story. I just had, I had something really, really funny. My wife and I took my kids to our kids. They're ours. She had something to do with it.
You share them.
Anyways, it's my go-to. No, we took them to the park the other day, and there's like these teenager kids that are, you know, hanging out under the Ramada, you know, like
teenagers,
millennials. No, yeah. I don't know if they're still technically millennials, or what are they, what they are.
I don't know, but I think we are. According to some, I'm squeaking on that millennial generation line.
I'm living on the edge.
So part of me likes to embrace it.
Yeah.
So I can be like,
as an excuse.
No, not at all. Actually, it's one of my favorite things to say to some of our more seasoned citizens.
Mm-hmm.
When they start complaining about millennials, I like to remind them that they raised them.
Yeah.
And it shuts them up really quick.
Stinking
millennials would be like, well, it's your fault. You made us this way, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I also like to remind them that as a millennial, you know, and you also as a millennial, are successful business owners and, you know,
take that.
We're not all just lazy people who like avocado toast and want free healthcare.
Well said. I can't even add to that. That's exactly, and complain about everything.
But avocado toast is dope.
But I'm a picky eater like that. No, but the,
back to the Bon Jovi reference.
Right, I know. I was like,
inadvertently.
No. We'll talk about avocados. But there was like kids like skateboarding and, you know, being, you know, it was kind of reminiscent of, you know, we were there
kind
once.
Of stuff that we did when we were young whippersnappers.
So there's, you know, four or five, and they're hanging out underneath the Ramada and talking to each other, but they're listening to some music, right?
All right.
But I found myself very dumbfounded as evidently they found Bon Jovi's greatest hits and were blaring.
They were skateboarding to Bon Jovi's greatest hits.
Like young teenagers going, what?
See?
Like, I was sitting there like at a point where I'm like, I need to stop looking at these children, you know, because that's weird. But you got to watch that that threshold, you know.
Yeah, you can't just sit there and stare at kids in the park. It's frowned upon.
Yeah, it's not good. But it was just one of those shocking things of like, these kids aren't, you know, listening to music from nowadays.
They're
When
I was a teenager, we were not listening to Bon Jovi, and Bon Jovi was more recent and relevant then.
When I think of my skateboarding days, I don't go, man, me and my friends were just hanging out listening to Bon Jovi.
No.
I like Bon Jovi. Don't get me wrong. But it's not.
If the mood is right, yeah, I will throw on some Bon Jovi and I'll be happy about it.
But anyway, it was just one of those very, like, it kind of shuts down your brain for a couple of seconds. Like, is this happening? Not just one Bon Jovi song.
It was like the greatest hits.
Multiple.
Now, can I ask, like, did they have, like, a boombox? Like, what?
No, I mean, they were
like, Spotifying to a Bluetooth stereo Bon Jovi's greatest hits.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, crap, all of our phones are dead. And our Bluetooth,
all we have is bat this cassette
and our Bluetooth
tape.
And we found a boombox
with a cassette tape
that's stuck in it. Yeah. And the only function that works is Bon Jovi's greatest hits.
There wasn't like a kid over there.
They
going,
were doing this on purpose by choice.
Yeah, from the phone.
Hey,
somebody was in charge of it. But it's like some kid wasn't over there putting the needle on the record player. Like it was full blown phone.
Props to you, millennials, that were skateboarding that day.
I was impressed. I was confused.
And I mean,
I had a lot of emotions going on about it.
It is. It's probably, I mean, I like old music.
Yeah.
And I have always.
Right.
So I used to skate to stuff that probably, I mean, I listened to a lot of punk rock, but it wasn't all that.
Yeah. As did I, but I wasn't sitting there being like, dude, put on the greatest hits. Bon Jovi.
No, but I was listening to, you know, Led Zeppelin back then.
Right.
You know, so
but, yeah,
no, I feel them and I appreciate, thanks. Yeah. Give me a little bit of extra hope.
Yeah. It was just like, hey, you know what?
Yeah,
I was impressed. I was confused. I was perplexed.
I've been frustrated. You know, it's like, it's rare that I'm impressed by humanity these days.
Agreed. I'm given, you know, multiple reasons.
Sometimes I get, we go to movies a lot.
We do.
And I am appalled at the behavior of people.
Yeah.
In the movie theaters.
You have no idea.
Sometimes, because, I mean, I've gotten to a point where I am no longer a silent sufferer in the movie theater. I'm that guy who will turn around in my seat and be like, hey, why don't you shut your trap?
Yes, I had, as you know, because I vented to you a couple times, I had quite the ordeal the other day. I took my kids, which is, this was super awesome, by the way, took them to Elks Theater here in town.
All right.
They have their old, when I say old, that's what my kids said, old movie nights, which, mm-hmm. and they do it donation.
Classics.
Yeah. We'll use the word classics.
Yeah.
But
sounds better.
Yeah. It makes me feel better.
Makes me feel better about it.
But they do donations.
Okay.
So there's not like certain price for tickets. You'd go there and you.
Yeah. You do.
You
what
pay
you
a donation
do.
To keep the theater going, but they played The Goonies, which is.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah. One, if I was to make a list of like the top 10 movies that made me, you know, just had the most influence on me as a kid.
All right.
That, whatever. It would definitely be in the top 10, if not in the top 5. Love The Goonies. But my son had seen The Goonies before because we own it. But my daughters hadn't seen it yet. I think I had tried to put it on for them before, but you know, they had other stuff at home to keep them going. So they hadn't sat down and actually watched it. So I was like, let's go to the movie theater and watch some Goonies.
It's so easy to get distracted when you're watching a movie at home these days.
Oh, 100%. I even do.
You know, I mean, I'm not trying to virtue signal here, but I do resist the urge. Like, I turn off my smartwatch. I resist the urge to check my phone while I'm at a movie theater. But I'll tell you what, man, at home.
Oh, it's really hard, and
I could be thoroughly enjoying the movie, and it feels like everything is more important than the movie that's on the screen.
Right. It's, you know, movies and or especially bad at, like, TV. If I'm ever doing something and the commercial hits.
Oh, the well, second I...
Phone's in my hand.
And what's crazy,
and I don't know why.
What's crazy is the commercial hits, and so you're like, oh, well, what's new? But then... You don't just put it away when the commercial's over.
No.
Am I right?
I just keep going. Because
everyone does.
Into something that takes me about 30 seconds.
We can be better.
No, I try. But it's a daily struggle.
Yeah.
But I took them to go see The Goonies. I'm super, super excited about it. They were excited about it.
Yeah.
Get up and they have the balcony up there to make it, you know, and it's like.
Oh, complete, I love the Elks Theater.
And it's like
fantastic.
A complete, you know, Ford, Abraham Lincoln that may have gotten referenced multiple times.
Fair enough.
Because it's me.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, really cool theater watching The Goonies. Lights go out. Starting to watch the movie. We're about 10 minutes into the movie. And in comes this couple. That they're not being, like, quiet. They go to some other seats first, and then they're like, that's not good enough. And they stumble. That's my... segue into it, over into the seats right in front of my son and I. It was my son, me, and my daughters. And just plop down and just start being obnoxiously drunk, watching The Goonies, getting, you know, nuzzling together, you know, drunkenly, but, you know, just not loud, or not loud, they were being loud, but not being subtle at all, just
yeah,
you know, being really obnoxious. I let it go for a little bit, and I just finally like, all right, I became that guy.
Did you get the feeling that all dads get when somebody touches the thermostat?
I went there.
Just that instant, like...
I went in dad mode. I became my dad at a certain point where, you know, as a kid, you see we're in public places like Disneyland, and he's telling people to knock it off.
Yeah.
You know, it just...
whippersnappers.
And so I...
No,
yeah, nicely just lean forward and it's like, hey, we can't see or hear the movie. It's not so much, I mean, I've seen The Goonies before. It was obnoxious because it's the Goonies. But my kids, it was ruining my kids' experience.
Yeah.
So I nicely just like, hey, you know, sorry, we can't hear or see. And I lit the fuse by doing that. And the girl turns around and starts cussing and giving me what for and everything like that.
What for, you say?
What for? And I really had to keep it in dad mode and not go to the places that I wanted.
Go full,
you know, I go could go
full savage.
You know, I can go dark.
You want to go, like, you feel like you want to go Dexter on somebody at that point, but then you realize that that's just television and you'll go to jail forever.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got that very stern dad thing and I was like leaning forward and I told her, I was like, you need to turn around right now and shut up.
Just whatever.
And she kept on
doing this.
Yeah. This is what I need you to do.
I need you to do.
So we ended up moving down into another part of the area because she kept on turning around and staring at me and the kids and mouthing off and cussing and everything. And, you know, before I punched her in the Adam's apple, I needed to...
Punched her in the eye.
See what I did there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, before I went really dark and...
Before you went was, Red Ross on her?
And I would have pulled some things out that would have made both them and probably my kids jaw drop and
like
tears flowing. And
it's one of those things that it's as a husband and father, a protector, so to speak,
yes.
you're kind of glad that you know it's there somewhere inside of you.
Yeah, but
that you're also glad. Yeah, but you're also very grateful, and so is everyone else that you can keep it under control.
Yeah, my kid actually said something to me afterwards that he would, you know, was impressed that I was able to
keep it together
and restrain myself in order to not. Evidently, my son knows me well enough too that he's just like
dude, that dude almost like, got thumped.
He's like, that almost ended badly.
Nice. I'm sorry that you had a terrible
but no, we ended up moving
movie going experience or a wasn't entirely terrible.
No, it was 99% of it was awesome. It was just the one, and they were super nice. They because my daughter started crying, she got really upset and worked up by it. And before we moved down to the lower part, I kept on being like, "It's our time. It's our time down here." Goonies reference. It's their time up there. It's
hey, we watched a movie this week.
We did.
That's why.
Segue. I know. I was waiting for. Like, hey. I was like, did anybody comment and be like, "What are these guys doing?"
No, not yet.
Listen, we had to make some.
Well, this is
Netflix, and
man, we need to reverse a little bit. We just kind of jumped in, but this is a very special Netflix and Chill edition.
I know.
Where Tucker and the Beard talk about a new Netflix original movie. The last one we went. And we watched Bird Box. We had very wildly different opinions on that one. This one, I think we're gonna come to the same conclusion, but maybe for different reasons.
I think we got our input in it, and maybe in our overall vote we might be a little bit different. But
I don't think we will be. But
we'll be close. So
let's jump right into it.
Our movie
Triple
review.
Frontier.
Triple Frontier. It's a new Netflix original movie. With some big A-list stars.
Huge cast.
Could
have been a contender.
You know, top of the thing, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And then, why am I going blank on his name?
Charlie
Hunnam.
Of Sons of Anarchy fame.
Yes. And then, I'm totally drawing a blank on the other.
Yeah, that's how much of an impression.
No,
it left
the other
on
guy,
me.
Like, here. I'm really... No.
Here, I've got the live stream up. Why don't you pull up some IMDb and let me break down the plot for you guys a little bit. We've got a bunch of ex-military gentlemen who, you know, they get the word that there might be some money to be had if
they're all down on their luck.
They're all struggling. You know,
Oscar Isaac.
Ben Affleck is apparently not that great real estate agent trying to sell condos. Can we talk about where they're finding condos for $120,000?
Well, not
here.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're all ex-military, and so he's, you know, decided to see the light and realize real estate's,
you know,
might be his jam.
It's not.
It is not. He was not a good salesman.
First of all.
Irritated at the people looking at
the house.
Did you notice he took
the sign with him?
Yeah, he left, and he's like, taking the for sale sign. He's like, I can't sell anything. It's like, you might want to leave the sign out there. That might be your first issue. But yeah, it was Charlie Hunnam, Ben Affleck, Garrett Hedlund, and Oscar Isaac. And Pedro Pascal, he was the other one.
Yeah. So they decide they're going to rob a drug cartel.
Yeah, well, Oscar Isaac's character is working in South America.
Yeah.
And gets wind of this Bolivia. The cartel leader that has millions and millions of dollars in this location that he finds out about, and he has some kind of deal that they get to keep.
Well, he's arranged.
It starts out that way.
That he arranges a way that they get to keep what they seize, or a percentage of what they seize.
It's like 25% of what they seize.
And then just as things do.
Yeah, the thing,
when
things
people
progress
and greed get involved, the plan changes.
Yeah, we're going to spoil some things right now. So, because it's hard not to, it's on Netflix,
and frankly,
you're not losing any money by watching this or not.
If we spoil the entire movie for you, we're saving you.
Yeah, we'll try and make it as good as possible.
Dude, it was a solid 2-hour and 4-minute movie, and it wasn't worth the time. I'll just be honest with you. It wasn't worth my time.
I'm not going to take it.
I would have been better served watching 2.5 episodes of The Umbrella Academy.
Yes.
Which was phenomenal.
Which I still haven't seen yet. We'll get
watch
on that.
It.
Yes.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it started out big. Like, it started out with,
it
like,
could have been great.
Firefight, you know, this whole thing. Started out really good, and I was in. Honestly, I was sitting there telling you about it. Like, I was excited for this movie to come out.
I wanted it to be great.
Like, I saw the trailer. I was like, this is going to be awesome. They're going to go steal some cartel money.
Well, you know how I feel about streaming platforms in general. Like, I want them to be, they're starting to create some content is fantastic.
Yeah, we talked about with Bird Box that it's like, this is starting to be a game changer.
Scorsese has a new film coming out in October with De Niro and Pesci, and like, it's gonna be like Goodfellas 2.0.
and then we got
if
the
it
highway
sucks like this I'm gonna be so mad.
Yeah, when they we got the Highwaymen that's coming out, that's Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson, like, hunting down Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Like, just good flicks coming out. So I was super excited about it, and I'm a military movie nut. And
I love this kind of movie. Yeah. I love heist movies.
Yeah.
I love military movies.
And they're...
I love them.
Yeah. So it was this thing that they were going to go... Oscar Isaac's character gets his old buddies together, and it's like, you know what? We've gone through a lot of stuff. Now it's time to get ours.
Paid, son.
But Ben Affleck's character is kind of like he's the Murdoch, so to speak.
Yeah.
Of the 18, like, he's the planet.
These are Affleck's angels.
But, oh my gosh, that was amazing. But yeah, he was like the Murdoch of the crew, where he was the one that put the plan all together.
Yeah.
They get
and
into
unlike the A-team, this plan does not come
together.
Together.
They get into the house.
Hijinks ensue.
And discover that the walls are lined.
Like, there's just stacks on stacks on stacks behind all the drywall in the house.
Yeah, there was way more money than they thought was going to be there. And this is where the movie takes kind of a twist as far as greed takes over. And if they would have just stuck to the plan, they're like, hey, we're going to steal this much. This is how much weight we can carry. This is what we can do, but
you've always said, man, it's hard to know what you're gonna do when you got that much actual cash money
right in front of
staring you in the face.
Yeah,
but they should have stuck to the plan,
and they try and take
way more, and things turn out badly.
Yeah, people, and it was like no one's gonna get hurt. That changes.
False.
And characters, you know, and good character development as far as like people start turning. They just, well, not
well,
against
they,
each not, other,
not
a, but
they're not turning, but they're just, they check out. They're like, and we're done.
Yeah. They start to show their true colors.
Yeah.
But things start to kind of happen because of this greed and them trying to take as much money as they are. I think we both said if they would have just stuck to the plan, been like, hey, grab some, right. couple duffel bags each, take what you can carry, and let's move along.
Yeah.
But they, it went full, full Mission Impossible style of, you know, big old cases hanging underneath a helicopter.
Yeah.
And bad things happen.
It was bad.
And people changed. I was really... And
then the movie was bad.
Yeah, but your favorite part.
I mean,
which is not,
we're not going to get into my favorite part for spoiler reason.
Yeah.
Give me, you talk a little bit more. I'm going to check on one technical issue.
Check it.
Before we go any further.
Yes.
But you just keep on
talking about it.
I'm going to check on something. So stand by.
All right. Yeah, no, it's really, you know, so as far as the cartel and they're robbing the cartel. And they keep going, but they take so much money and it shows the greediness of all the different characters, one in particular. And they're not able to escape. And their plan does not exactly go as planned. You're back. The plan doesn't go as planned.
I fixed it.
Yeah, thanks, man. Way to be on top of things.
Thanks, international standards that only let us capture 30 minutes of video at a time.
Oh, there it is. Looking at you.
There might be a little bit of
a lull in that one,
of a gap in that one, but the audio will
stick to
there.
We'll stick to it.
It'll be good.
But yeah, it was a good movie as far as the, you know, if it would have just been like, hey, this is the plan and they escape, it would have been like a 10 minute movie. Well, then
it
would
have been boring.
But you know, and it was, the problem is like, if I would have written the movie, it would have been, well, good. And it would have been completely different because I was waiting for the like Italian Job heist for the one that
I was ready for this most. To be the Italian Job in the jungle.
Yeah, like I was waiting because in the Italian Job, the one team member flips the script and turns against the other people.
Yeah,
to take all of the money. So I was waiting for that moment, waiting for that moment.
I was waiting for Ben Affleck to be Ben Affleck and rip everybody off.
Yeah, my thing was
he's a jerk.
This is
and the worst.
Not going there. No, I think the one thing, and I made the reference to you because I think this is pre-rehab.
Yeah, he's a little,
and
it wasn't far be it for me to comment on it, but
it was noticeable.
It was a little puffy.
It was very, very noticeable. It looked like
he got a drinking problem.
And I was sitting there telling you, I was like, hey, remember Robert Downey Jr. in the Avengers? Like the, you know, he was eating in almost every scene. Like he hid snacks around the thing. I think Ben Affleck did that with alcohol.
Yeah, dude was drinking a lot.
Like in every scene, he was drinking. He was
drinking with his kid in the car.
I noticed that one. I didn't like that. But that was one of those things I'm like, it's not real.
That was Ben Affleck being Ben Affleck.
Dang.
The worst. Dang. Gives Dalen a run for his money. That's how bad
that was close.
Ben Affleck is.
Not close enough, though. Yeah, but I mean, he was
close enough for me later in the movie.
Yep. So
watch figure it out
though. But yeah, he's drinking in every single scene that I can think of. He's in the, you know, firefights and surprised he was only
I was surprised like, that he like
that wasn't I think he in, had like a camelback.
Yeah, he's got the camelback with
no
like teenagers was, at a music festival.
Listen, there's alcohol puffy like yeah. you can note and you're just
he
like,
doesn't look like Batfleck.
No, or does he's never going to be back to the town either.
No,
the town Ben Affleck. But
and I mean, you keep bringing that up, and it's one of two like saving graces that the dude's got.
Listen, I can sit here and go off on like he could play Jaws. I'm just saying that was a Kevin Smith joke. Listen,
I think that Affleck has had some great roles.
Yeah,
I liked his minor characters in the Kevin Smith films.
Mm-hmm.
Town.
I think that's why I'm so protective.
And I get it. And I'm willing to step
and
out
I think
of that.
You'd, well,
I
no,
love
I think
the Kevin Smith franchises.
Like light bulb moment.
Yeah.
Because listen, everybody has reindeer games. You know, like that's hot garbage.
And traffic.
Listen, there's a lot of garbage on that
Daredevil.
List. At the time, it was moving along. I was like, we're going to go Marvel and we're just, yeah.
And everything along. He did with Jennifer Lopez.
No. You want to go rounds about Jersey Girl. That's a Kevin Smith movie. But I'm protective. She was in that for like 10 minutes. That was the best role she's ever had.
Yeah, it was.
By the way, she got her...
it brought him down and brought her up at the same time.
She got her like sixth ring the other day.
Did she?
She's catching up to Thanos, man.
No.
Too soon?
Right. Not soon enough.
But no, so I'm a fan of a lot of Ben Affleck movies, not all of them by any means. He was like the worst Jack Ryan, and that's saying a lot.
He was.
Yeah, just, I mean, so keeping it in thing. But this movie, he would have been a really good bad guy in this movie.
He could have been. I was waiting for it.
Could have been a really good bad guy.
I don't hate Ben Affleck as much as you think I hate Ben Affleck.
No, I know you don't. I think I'm just like, I think I just hit on something
waiting for him to impress me again.
Yeah, I think it's just, I think we hit on something, or I just realized I had a light bulb moment of, I think Kevin Smith movies are so, that I'm like, everybody involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just not the case,
it's just not. But yeah, no, I am a fan of not everything, but of quite a few. I mean,
yeah,
I can count probably more that I was a fan of than not.
100%.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it's not like, you know, it's kind of like Nicolas Cage. He's made a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
But he's made a lot of good stuff too. Oh, we're not even doing this right now. We're not. This is we'll a have whole a other whole, episode.
I think we should. I think we should have an entire Nicolas
Tucker
Cage
in the beard episode. In the cage.
Yeah, we should. We should have an entire Nicolas Cage episode at some point. But this is not the day.
This is not the time or the place.
But anyway, listen. As far as our normal rating system, you can only stream it. So
it's skip it or stream it.
Yeah.
I think,
listen, if you have nothing better to do and you've seen everything else that Netflix has to offer
and you're
just dying for something resembling entertainment, go ahead and stream it.
That's what I was going to say. If you have some time to kill and you're just like, yeah, let me check this out. Otherwise, and you've watched all the other trending stuff on Netflix.
Yeah.
And you need to do it.
Otherwise, go back and, you know, binge watch 5 episodes of The Office instead.
Yeah.
You can go back all and yeah, just, I'm just saying, for this 2 hours that you'll never get back.
Yeah.
It's non-refundable.
It's not coming back.
You know, you can do one of two things, and if you just can't stand the thought of watching Michael Scott for 5 more episodes, first of all, shame on you, but go ahead and watch this.
Yeah. Listen,
I'm actually recommending that you skip it.
Yeah, and I'm going to say stream it, but that's only under the thing of just like, hey,
your time is better spent
just
on YouTube,
just to prove us right or wrong. Just,
yeah.
I mean,
chime in.
Stream it. It's free.
Yeah. If you already got a subscription, you might as well watch it. But
yeah,
I would have been happier had I watched, you know, cooking videos on YouTube.
Well, I think my thing that I told you that it was like, if I would have watched that in the theater,
I would have been pissed.
I would have been way pissed. But the fact that I was like, all right, I didn't really.
Yeah.
The
saving grace of this movie is that I was able to check my phone while I was watching it because I couldn't care less about this movie.
Yeah. It was one of those. I think it had a message behind it, but it was, I think what I told you, it was like they made a movie that they were going to put in the theater because they got some big name actors and they just ran out of their budget.
And then, they tried to sell it and they're like, oh, never mind. And then to Netflix it went. And Netflix, you're better than that, and I know you're better than that because series-wise, the original content that Netflix has been able to procure has been killer, but they haven't made a ton of great feature-length films yet.
Yeah, my wife had...
So I think they're still spreading their wings a little bit.
They're still learning, but I think the way I went about it, like my wife, she watched it from beginning to end like I did, and she goes, I feel like I came into this movie 10 minutes late. Like, I feel like I'm missing
parts
of the story.
Wasn't...
it was like a cake that just, it wasn't finished. You know, it was the food that
cake
wasn't...
Cake no frosting?
Yeah, just, it wasn't finished.
Yeah.
And I think instead
it's like
of...
like an omelet with no cheese.
I just pictured this whole backstory of the filmmakers being like, listen, we could either spend $1 million to, like, clean this up, you know,
Or we can just
kick it over
on
to
Netflix.
We can just kick it out
they're
to Netflix.
About to watch a decent movie, and then it's a steaming pile of crap.
Right, and just I just feel like it wasn't done. And instead of filling the holes and completing it, they just were like, let's kick this out and see what happens.
It was very EW.
Yeah. So, stream it if you're bored.
Yeah, and you've run out of YouTube to watch.
Yeah.
So,
anything else? So, anyways,
that's it.
Wrapping it up.
Yeah. We're doing a cruising episode tomorrow, so
we are. It's going to be awesome.
Our channel.
Yes.
Tucker, ampersand, the beard. And yeah, we'll check it out.
Stay tuned.
And until next time, he's Tucker.
He's Beard.
Peace. All right.